Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Ches, the 48th Perek. We have spent the last two prakim with Hashem criticizing Bavel and the idols of Bavel. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is once again going to turn back to Am Yisrael. And this Perek really embodies what all of Sefer Yeshayahu is, in the sense that it is tochacha, it is rebuke, with nechama, with comfort, all wrapped up in the same words, in the same embrace, in the same love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a look. Pasuk Aleph tells us, Shimu Zot Beis Yaakov, listen up, Beis Yaakov, Hanikraim B'Shem Yisrael, who go by the name Yisrael, Umimei Yehuda Yatsa'u, and they were birthed from the waters of Yehuda, as if the amniotic fluid of Yisrael was Yehuda. Hanishba'im b'shem Hashem, who promise in the name of Hashem. Ube'elohei Yisrael yazkiru, and they mention the name of the God of Yisrael. Lo be'emet ve'lo betzdaka, but they do this disingenuously. They do it without truth and without justice. According to most Mefarshim, this Nevoah here in our Perek is talking about the time when Am Yisrael are living in Bavel. So let's recall, Yeshayahu is prophesizing during the time of the Assyrian Empire. He's prophesizing that the Babylonians will come, will take over Eretz Yisrael, will send the Jewish people out into exile. Babylon will ultimately fall, which was the topic of the last two prakim. And now he turns to Am Yisrael living in Bavel, in the time where they have the opportunity to go back and rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash under the leadership of Choresh. And as we know from Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, the vast, vast majority of Am Yisrael choose not to go back to Eretz Yisrael. And it is to those people that Yeshayahu is now speaking. There are a couple of ways of understanding this multiple names of Am Yisrael in this Pasuk. They're Beis Yaakov, they go in the name of Yisrael, they come from Yehuda. Rashi splits it up by understanding that Yehuda is the people of Yehuda, and B'Shem Yisrael is Binyamin, because the two tribes that are exiled with Bavel are Yehuda and Binyamin. The Abar Banel reads this pasuk as harsh tochacha, harsh rebuke of Am Yisrael. He says, Beis Yaakov, you're actually Yaakov, from the word la'akev, to trick, deception. You've got this name Yaakov, that's who you are. And you're going by the name Yisrael from the word yashar, which is straightforward and honest. And you're also using this word Yehuda, which comes from the word to be moded, to praise Hashem. But you don't deserve these titles. You don't deserve the title Yisrael or Yehuda. You are just faking it, because at your core you are just Yaakov. You are full of trickery and deception. The Radak reads this as a totally different type of tochacha, rebuke. You're sinning, Am Yisrael, but don't you know who you are? You come from Yisrael. You come from the very best genetic material. You come from someone who is Yashar El, from Yaakov Avinu. You come from the amniotic fluid of Yehuda. You are literally birthed from the name I Praise Hashem. You're so good. You're pure goodness. Don't sin. I remember once watching a role model of mine reprimand his young child, and he bent down and made eye contact with his child and looked at his kid, held his hand and said, Tzadikim don't behave this way. That's how the Radak reads this pasuk. Am Yisrael, you're tzadikim. Inside, stop pretending you're otherwise. And as I said at the beginning, this really gives us a sense of what this perek is about. It's tochacha, it's rebuke, but at the same time it's nechama, it's built deeply on the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. And this too is the theme of Pasuk Beis, where it tells us, Ki me'ir HaKodesh nikra'u, you are called after the city Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, ve'el Elokei Yisrael nismachu, and you depend upon the God of Yisrael, Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. There's another reason why you need to be holy. You need to be holy because of where you belong. You belong in the holiest city in the world. You are Kadosh, you are Kedusha. Right? Or we can read this as tochacha, as Rashi reads it, which is that Yeshayahu is speaking to people during the time of Chizkiyahu, and he's saying the only reason why you're being saved is because of your location. You're in Yerushalayim. Hashem needs to save Yerushalayim. You don't deserve it at all. And again, we're seeing the two bookends, the two options of how we can criticize Am Yisrael. Either you are great, your source is great, and your home is great, or you are unworthy. You just happen to be in the right place at the right time. Hashem now tells Am Yisrael how difficult it is to impress them. He says, I'm trying to use miracles to help you see me in the world, and it keeps failing. Pasuk Gimel, HaRishonot me'az higadati umipi yatz'u va'ashmiem. I foretold you the earlier events, the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the destruction of Chasan Cherev. I told you that was what happened. Pitom asiti v'tavona, and they actually came true. I told you what would happen. You should have believed me. You should have been blown away by my miracles. The Malbim reads this slightly differently. He says the miracles are not Mitzrayim, our salvation from Mitzrayim and from Sancheriv, but rather creation. Hashem says, from the beginning of time, I've been making miracles. All this time, every moment from the 6 days of creation, I made miracles. And to be quite honest, I didn't even need to announce them. Pit Oma City Vatavona. They came suddenly and they were impressive to you. But that didn't last. Because Mida'ati ki kasha ata, I know how difficult you are, Am Yisrael. Vigid Barzel Arpecha. And your neck is made of iron sinews. My miracle stopped impressing you because you're impossible to impress. Am Yisrael, and we know this true today too. You can be blown away by miracle after miracle, and shortly afterwards we become unimpressed and disillusioned. And he says, Va'agid lecha me'az terem tavo hishmaticha. Now I need to tell you and foretell you about the miracles. Pen tomar, in case you say, Atzbi asamu psili v'niskitzivam. My own gods did that. It's not good enough for Hashem to do miracles. He has to tell you that the miracles are going to happen so that you can be absolutely certain that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is doing them. Otherwise, you're going to become cynical. And Hashem continues. And he says, I'm going to have to come up with something brand new because even that's not working anymore. So, Pasuk Zayin, Ata nivra'u v'lo me'az u'lifnei yom v'lo shamatam. The Malbim reads this as saying, I'm going to have to make a new miracle, something absolutely bizarre and different. All past miracles were somewhat predictable. They were created yesh mi yesh from something that was already there. This is going to have to be a whole new miracle. Pen tomar, in case you say, hinei adativ tin, in case you say, yeah, we know about this stuff. It's not so exciting. The way the Malbim reads this is that this miracle is going to be choresh. The craziness of a non-Jewish king suddenly announcing that Am Yisrael is allowed to go home, that's an unheard of miracle. It's a totally bizarre and random thing to happen. Hashem says, will this impress you? Because creation should blow you away, but it doesn't. And Hashem's miracles of protection against Mitzrayim and Sancheriv should have blown you away, but it didn't. So now you're out in exile, and here we go. Da-dam! Brand new miracle, Choresh. And Hashem says, and you know what? I know what's going to happen. You won't be impressed. Pasuk Ches. V'gam lo shamata, gam lo yadata, gam me'az lo pitcha oznecha. Even this shining brand new miracle that you've never heard about and you wouldn't possibly conceive and you wouldn't even have an idea it'll happen, he says, Ki tagidi bagod tivgod uposheya mi beten karalach. I know that you guys are rebellious from birth, or as the way the Malbim says, it's as if you are genetically predisposed to sin. If you've decided that you're not going to be impressed by a nes, then nothing I do will work if you've decided that it won't. You've made up your decision. You've made up your mind. On the one hand, you're born from Yehuda. You are so good and you acknowledge Hashem. Modeh, I acknowledge Hashem. On the other hand, we're so stuck in our own cognitive dissonance that it's as if we've genetically predisposed ourselves to ignoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles. But in Psukim Tes to Yud Aleph, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Nechama. He says, yes, I know how difficult you are, Am Yisrael. And I know how hard it is to make you see me. But you know what? I love you. And he says, and I'm going to take care of you. Why? Lema'an shmi'a aricha pi. For my own sake, I will extend my anger. V'tila si echtam lach. Lebilti acharitecha. I'm going to take a deep breath and patiently purify you. It's not going to be that I will destroy you. Because, pasuk yud, hine tzerafticha v'lo b'kesef, b'charticha b'kor oni. Very important pasuk. Hashem says, there's no greater chilul Hashem than the destruction of Am Yisrael. If your enemy said, ha, look, your God couldn't save you, that would be the most tremendous chilul Hashem. So lema'ani, Hashem says, for my sake, I will save you. And Pasuk Yud Aleph says, lema'ani, lema'ani eseh. I will do this for my sake, and what will I do? You need to do teshuvah. You've got sin in you that needs to be uprooted. If I were to punish you, as if one is refining silver, then I would totally obliterate you and destroy you. It would be too harsh. So Hashem says, I need to purify you in a different way, so I'm going to do it b'kur ani, with the purification of ani, of hardship. You're going to have galos, you're going to have exile, you're going to have suffering. Why? So that you can be saved. And this is really the destiny of Am Yisrael, this kur ani, this purification through hardship, is on the one hand not a flaming furnace of Gehinnom that brings up immediate destruction. And so slowly and painfully we go through exile after exile, Qur'ani after Qur'ani, hardship after hardship, lema'an Hashem, for Hashem's sake, that we can come out greater at the end. And in contrast to Pasuk Aleph, where Hashem seems to be saying, you're taking on this name Yisrael, but it's not really who you are. Hashem in Pasuk Yud Beis says, Shema Ela Yaakov v'Yisrael mikora'i. Listen up, Yaakov, and Israel, who was called by me, I named you Yisrael. I know who you are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the very, very depth of our essence, looks at us and says, you're Yisrael, you're tzaddikim, tzaddikim don't behave that way. Anihu, ani rishon, v'af ani acharon, I am eternal. And Hashem says, I believe in you. Right? I believe in you sometimes more than you're convinced that you're worthy of. Don't worry, I know how worthy you are and I will take care of you. And so Pasuk Yud Dalet tells us, Hikavtsu kulchem ushamu bi, bahem higid es ele. All of you, gather together and listen. Listen to what I have to tell you. Hashem, ahevot ya'aseh cheftzo bebavel uzro kastim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent somebody. Somebody who Hashem loves, or havo, Hashem loves him. And he will send him, ya'aseh cheftzo bebavel. He will do what he desires to Babel. In other words, he is Hashem's messenger and will bring about Hashem's plan and the destruction of Babel and the kastim. Again, we're referring to Choresh. The Ibn Ezra says, Ya'aseh cheftzo doesn't mean he will do God's will. It means he will do his own will. And this is really the complexity of Choresh's personality, which we started to talk about a couple of prakim ago, that on the one hand, Choresh is a messenger of Hashem and does exactly as Hashem plans, but really he does exactly what Choresh wants to do. He thinks that God is the God of heaven and he is the God of earth. But either way, Hashem says, I am sending someone to allow you to go home. Pasuk Tesvav, ani dibarti. It was me who spoke. When Choresh says, yeah, that all Jews can go home, Hashem says, it was me who was talking. Af karativ, I called him. Haviyotiv v'hitzliach drako, and I was the one who made him successful. You're not relying on Choresh when you go back to Eretz Israel. You're relying on Hashem. You have a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you that Choresh is just a tool in Hashem's hands. And Pasuk Yud Zayin really sets up for us how to succeed in exile. Yes, it's written to the people who are going to be in the exile in Babel, but really it's a recipe for us in this year, today, and in this exile today, of how to be successful, how to remain authentic, and how to remain connected to Hashem, how to truly own the name Yisrael, Yehuda, and Yaakov, even in exile. Ki ko amar Hashem, thus says Hashem, Goalcha, your Redeemer, Kadosh Yisrael. And the Malbim says, the first thing you need to know is always recognize that Hashem is Goalcha, is your Redeemer. The Dalai Lama, when he was sent into exile from Tibet, he called a group of Jews, a delegation of Jews, to explain to him how one is meant to survive in exile. He knew that there's one person who understands galus, and that's the Jew. And they had this big discussion about what it is that kept Judaism alive despite their long, long exile. And ultimately, the Dalai Lama said it's this. It's the understanding that we're going to be redeemed. It's hope. And that's what this pasuk really is saying, according to the Malbim. Hashem is saying, you've got to first understand that I'm your Redeemer. Ani Hashem Elokecha. I'm Hashem, your God. Melamedcha lohoil madrichecha bederech telech. And I'm doing this to teach you and to tell you which path to go on. And the Malbim says, the second thing you need to know is, this is for your good. This Qur'ani, this suffering that you're going through, this hardship, it is to be a Toelet lehoil. It's here to help you. It's here to allow you to become better. And the last thing is, allow Hashem to guide you on the way that you should go. Do teshuvah. Choose a different path. And the second we choose a different path, well then the exile, the long painful exile of the Qur'ani will be over. And almost wistfully, Pasuk Yud Ches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo hikshavta lemitzvotai, if only you were to just listen to my mitzvahs. Vayhi kana'ar shlomecha v'tzidkasecha kegalei hayam. Then your peace will flow like rivers and your righteousness will be like the waves of the sea. If only you listen to me, there'll be just endless good and bracha. In fact, the Mefarshim speak about this comparison to the sea, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to Avraham Avinu that his offspring will be like the sand of the sea. You will be endless. You'll be countless. And that's what Pasuk Yod Teh says. And then, Lo yikaret v'lo yishamed shmo milfanai. His name, Am Yisrael's name, will never be cut off from Hashem if we do mitzvahs. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tzu'u mi Bavel, Go home, leave Bavel, leave Galus, go back to Eretz Yisrael, and we can fill in. Maybe today it's not Bavel, maybe it's a different country. But Hashem says, Tzu'u mi Bavel, leave, birchu, flee. And the Radak points out it's not a fleeing of shame, but a fleeing of pride. Go with pride, but go with alacrity. Go with strength and go with certainty that you're doing the right thing. Go mikastim, bekol rina, with a joyous voice. Hagidu hishmiu zot. Tell everybody, hotzi'uha ad k'tzeh ha'aretz. Take this message to the edges of the earth. Imru, you should say, Ga'al Hashem avdo Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has redeemed his servant, Yaakov. And Hashem ends the parak promising that if you do that, if you drop everything and come home and come back to Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and as we said, in all times, when you change your actions, when you realize how intrinsically the only way we're going to survive is when we realize Hashem is our Redeemer and our goal is Geula, when we stay focused on that, when we realize our own intrinsic value of being the people who come from Yehuda, who come from Yisrael, then lotzam'u b'charavot holchim mayim mitzor hizil lamo. You won't be thirsty as you'll be led through these dry lands. Hashem will provide water for you. But, ein shalom, omar Hashem l'rasha'im. On the other hand, there will be no peace, and there'll be no water, and there'll be no tranquility for rasha'im, for the wicked people. And the Mefarshim understand that to be for Bavel. Yes, Bavel will be totally destroyed. And if you hang on out in Bavel, you're going to be destroyed with them. So rather leave Bavel, go home, come back to Eretz Yisrael, come be part of the Geula. Our learning today was sponsored, l'refua shalema, l'yonina sima, Bas Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayakara Shalano, Ula Pitsu Eit Sahal, Achenu Hayakarim, Betoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, Nina Vachayim Shenka.